Welcome to the Now Healing Space. This is Elma Meyer with NowHealing.com. The topic of this instant energy healing is activating guidance from your higher self, your infinite self. This is part of a five-part series on intuition and psychic ability, and you can listen to these audios in any order. So in this audio, we will do an instant activation and upgrade for your specific needs that you are aware of and also that you are not aware of beyond your conscious intentions for connecting to your highest source of guidance. We're going to be opening up the energetic connections and pathways for the highest guided information to come into your field and into your awareness. So what is the one thing that you would like to shift right now related to this topic of guidance? And if you're not exactly sure, that's okay. Just sort of find a general statement of it, like, I want to upgrade my guidance. If you have several things you'd like to shift right now, just choose one for now. You can do the others by listening to this audio again later. And those other things will probably shift also as you listen to this. So find one thing you want to improve. What would be its ideal, perfect manifestation? Let's get a measurement on that. How close to manifest is it right now? Zero is on target, already there. It's manifest. It's not even an issue. And 10 is very distant, impossible to achieve. So what number are you at? And just allow the first number that you become aware of to be the number. Good. And just set that aside for now. We'll come back to it later. In just a minute, we're going to begin the activation with some energetic alignments, but I just want to go over a couple of things. The title of this audio, Activate Guidance from Your Higher Self, is a little bit of a misdirection because we're not actually going to be working with the so-called higher self or the lower self or the ego or the spirit or the soul. Instead, we're going to be connecting to your infinite self and activating that connection, that ever-evolving relationship between your local self and infinite self. And I'm not going to get bogged down in definitions here because I just want to get to the actual energetic alignments. If you're curious, I do discuss the various aspects of the infinite self in some detail in the Now Healing 101 course. But you don't need to know any of that in order to benefit from this audio because this work happens beyond conscious knowing. So whether you understand it intellectually or not, whether you feel it with your senses or your emotions or not, we're going to connect to infinite self and upgrade your ability to receive true guidance. Now, guidance is closely related to intuition. Intuition tends to be more about how you get information. It often comes through lightning-fast impressions and physical sensations and sudden knowingness like, cross the street now or call mom now. Whereas guidance is more about what you do with that information or more complex information and how it relates to your higher purpose. Of course, there's a lot of overlap between the two, and as you learn to speak the language of intuition more fluently, it often seamlessly flows into the realm of guidance. Okay, let's prepare to do our energetic alignments, and we go over what that all is in another audio called Instant Energy Healing, A Quick Start Guide to Now Healing. But here's all you need to know for now. When you hear me say one of the three Now Healing commands, which are align, disentangle, or reintegrate, simply go to your center. Or I'll say the word now after the commands, like align now, or disentangle now, go to your center on the word now. And your center is the vertical line going up the center of your body. Just notice your center for a split second, like pressing the enter button on a computer. Doing that will activate the commands into your field instantly. And I will be doing it for you too, so don't worry about whether you're doing it right or not. You cannot do it wrong. Okay, here we go. Align with your center now. And just go to your center. Align with effectively entering the commands to your center. Whether you know what you're doing or not, align with doing it anyway, now. Align with your innate ability to shift energy instantly, now. Align with allowing instant change, now. Align with non-attachment to the results, now. Be open to the highest expression of the outcome, regardless of what your local mind thinks it will be. Align with being at center now. The center is an amazing multidimensional place. One of the many things that happens when you connect to your center is that you connect to your infinite self. So if you get nothing else from this audio, just remember that by going to your center in less than 1 second, you align with your highest self, infinite self. There's no need to meditate or fast or go on a vision quest. And those things are great. If you like to do them, that's wonderful. But this is different. It's not a spiritual state. It's an instant alignment of body, mind, and spirit and universe. It's not an altered state. It's a normal, everyday state of being totally grounded, totally functional in the world, and infinitely expanded and multidimensional simultaneously. So I suggest that you connect with your center several times each day. And you don't have to overdo it because you don't want your life to be nothing but focusing on your center. Just do it every once in a while, and your body, mind, spirit will get in that habit of being more and more centered, even when you're not thinking about it. As you begin to notice the center and align with it, you will also notice the amazing ways that your whole life aligns when you do that. And one of these pathways of alignment is related to our topic, guidance. When you are at center, you allow guidance from your infinite self to come in more clearly. So for the sake of that clarity, let's disentangle from some potential blockages to receiving and processing clear guidance. So let's disentangle from any expectations and assumptions about guidance. Now. And just blank your slate, being centered with all your senses calibrated to zero now. Disentangle from the assumption that your own guidance is not good enough and that you need higher guidance from outside of yourself. And that's not to say that you should not get outer guidance. It's just that receiving that way, maybe through channeling, is not the only way to do it. It's wonderful to receive angelic messages or information from your spirit guide, but it's sometimes just more efficient to go directly to source for guidance and rely on angels and guides as additional consultants and support and even help with decision making, but your actual connection to source is primary. The time and energy you may put into, learning to channel guides could just as easily be spent learning to open your channels to your infinite self. So let's align with allowing guidance from all of these high vibration sources, angels, guides, and most importantly, your infinite self. Aligning with all of those now. And let's disentangle from fear or hesitation or any negative associations with being guided, being self-guided, being guided by angels or otherwise. Aligning with highest guidance in whatever form it takes now. And disentangling from fear now. And let's disentangle fear and guidance, because we don't want to confuse fear with guidance from infinite self. Fear is an emotion from your local personality self, or from ancestors or global collective thought forms. It is not from your infinite self. Infinite self guidance and intuition will not show up as fear. If there's a dangerous situation, your intuition or guidance will tell you, watch out, danger, danger, but it will not say, be afraid, be very afraid. So messages that are primarily fear-based are highly unlikely to be true guidance. True guidance is likely to feel centered, clear, calm, or if not that, then some other higher quality that differentiates it from mental chatter or habitual thoughts or anxiety or fear. Guidance is more likely to feel expanded and flowing rather than contracted and closed off. It tends to feel joyful or expanded, or it can feel very neutral and non-attached in an expanded way. And other kinds of information or images or thoughts that come from the subconscious, like some kinds of dreams, those may feel cloudy or unclear. Guidance from infinite self will have more clarity. It comes from the superconscious, not the subconscious. So let's disentangle your subconscious and your superconscious and reintegrate them now. Disentangle your thoughts, emotions, and sensations now, and reintegrate them all with infinite self now. Disentangling from your habitual thoughts and opinions, your fear-based emotions, judgments, doubts, etc., other people's fears and opinions, etc., disentangle it all now. Align with recognizing the difference between those things and true guidance. Align with true guidance on all levels now. Align with source now. Align with information from your source now. Align with the universal mind now. Align your mind and your body and senses and your spirit with the universal mind now. Call it whatever you like, cosmic consciousness, whatever. It is unknowable and undefinable in a local sense, but we're just opening the connections to that infinite self now. Align with allowing guidance now. Align with allowing your actions to be guided by infinite self now. Align with allowing your very being to be under the direction of infinite self now. Align your thoughts, emotions, ego, your local self with guidance from infinite self now. Align your decision-making with guidance from infinite self now. Align your daily patterns, just going about your everyday life. Align with guidance from infinite self now. Aligning your whole life, your higher purpose, with infinite self now. All levels of existence, align with infinite self now. Your material being, your body, align it with infinite self now. Align with its highest expression and purpose now. And let's work on the various aspects of your body, starting with the nervous system. Align it with infinite self now. your spinal nerves, starting with your tailbone. Align the nerves in your tailbone to be under the direction of your infinite self now. I'm going to go up your spine and do each vertebra, each structure, each function, and all the nerves associated with it. So aligning with infinite self, again, your tailbone, your coccyx, align now, your sacrum, L5, 4, 3, 2, 1, T12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Your cervical vertebrae in your neck, C7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And now up to your cranial structures. I'm just going to do those silently. And while I do, you can just go to your center and command, align with infinite self now. Good. And now up into the brain. And again, while I work silently, you can just scan your brain and command, align it with infinite self now. Okay, and just a last alignment for the brain. Let's align left and right brain with infinite self now and with guidance from infinite self. And let's align the top and bottom of your brain with infinite self now, the front and back of your brain, the diagonals, all the parts and lobes of your brain, and your whole brain. Align with infinite self now. Each brain cell, align with infinite self now. Each nerve cell in your spine and throughout your body, all your nerve cells, align with infinite self now. Align with guidance from infinite self. The neurotransmitters in your brain, nerves, and body, align with guidance from infinite self now. All the other systems of your body, your skeletal system, with bones and joints, align with infinite self now. Your cardiovascular system, your heart, your circulation, your blood, etc., align with infinite self now. All your muscles and everything associated with your muscles, align with infinite self now. Your endocrine system, your glands, your hormones, align with infinite self now. Your lymphatic system, align with infinite self now. Your respiratory system, your lungs, oxygenation, align with infinite self now. Digestive and elimination, align with infinite self now. Your reproductive system, align now. Urinary, kidneys, align with infinite self now. Your skin and integumentary system, align with infinite self now. And align it all so that they're all working together and all integrated with infinite self's guidance now. All the organs of your body, the individual organs and glands and tissues, the connective tissue, the fascia, align with infinite self now. Your cells, each individual cell, aligning it with its highest expression and guidance from infinite self now. Every part of your body working together with every other part and with infinite self now. Good, and we've aligned your body. Now let's align your mind with infinite self. Again, your conscious mind, your subconscious, your superconscious, align it all with infinite self now. Your emotions, allowing them to flow in and out, allowing infinite self to guide them as part of your inner guidance system, aligning now. Your energy bodies, your meridians, your chakras, all the flows of energy coming into your body and within your body, align with flow of information to and from infinite self now. Good. And any other part of your body, mind, spirit that you are thinking of that I may not have mentioned, align it with infinite self now. Good. Now let's tune into the morphic field of whatever it is that you could use most of, that you need most, that our conscious minds may not be aware of. We're just going to assemble it, whatever you need most, to align with infinite self's guidance. And I'm just going to do silent alignments for you. This will be way beyond the verbal, aligning your easy and effortless connection to infinite self. And while I do the silent alignments, just breathe in and out of your center. And if you like, you can just repeat, align on all levels now. Good, and we're just allowing information from infinite self to flow into all parts of your being and to flow from your local self up to infinite self and back and forth, aligning on all levels and dimensions now. Good. Take a good centering breath right into your center. And notice your original issue that you first got a number on. Where is it now? What has changed? Let's get another measurement. As it is right now, how close are you to being under the guidance of your infinite self? 0 is totally on target. And whatever that number is, align it with 0 now so that you're on target. Align with being centered and calibrated to 0 now. Align with openness to receive the guidance of your infinite self now and from now on. And align with allowing these transformations to integrate with all parts of your being and all parts of your life and the whole of your life. Align with allowing these shifts to manifest in your life now and from now on. Beautiful. You are now even more connected and aligned with infinite self than you were before. And just by focusing gently and quickly on your center, you will continue to evolve that alignment with infinite self, and you will continue to open to that guidance. Enjoy that new state, and remember to notice what has already changed so that you can amplify the morphic field of alignment with your infinite self's guidance now.